and Egypt's supporters of the ousted president are out in Cairo to demand Mohamed Morsi's reinstatement. Morsi's supporters are now heading to the Republican Guard's headquarters from Rabah al-Adawiyah. This after the army issued a warning against violence and the interim president pledged to protect Egypt against those who seek violence. Tensions mount between Egypt and Turkey over the seizure of an arms shipment. Ankara is now demanding Cairo's claims about a seized Turkish vessel with weapons be immediately investigated. On Wednesday, a ship was stopped in Egypt's Port Said, which was said to be carrying pistols with silencers. Another day of bloodshed in Iraq, a blast has rocked a mosque in the central Diyala province. At least 20 people have been killed and dozens wounded. Earlier in the day, at least seven others lost their lives and over a dozen were injured in separate attacks across the country. British media say London has abandoned plans to arm the insurgents fighting to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, but will continue training them. This follows a parliamentary motion passed to the same effect last week. All this at a time when the UK public opinion is against intervention in Syria. In Yemen, a mass protest is underway against U.S. meddling in the country's internal affairs. Protesters in the capital Sana'a hit the streets after Friday prayers to demand foreign and U.S.-backed national intelligence agencies to be abolished. Yemen has been seeing many similar protests over the past 2 years. Australian refugee group slammed Prime Minister Kevin Rudd's latest refugee policy. This after Canberra and Port Moresby signed an agreement to send asylum seekers heading to Australia by boat to Papua New Guinea. Rights groups say Canberra is escaping its responsibilities under the UN Refugees Convention. In the United States, over 100 lawmakers signed a letter to call on President Barack Obama not to miss the opportunity of engaging in talks with Iran. The letter says it will be a mistake to overlook the possibility of negotiations with Iran following its last month's presidential election. And firefighters have held back a wildfire in the mountains of Southern California that has already affected about 10,000 hectares of land. The blaze broke out on Monday, around 100 kilometers east of Los Angeles. About 6,000 residents have been evacuated from the area.